WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power. I'm pumped to dive into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and probably hits home for a lot of you guys out there. Procrastination. Ever find yourself staring at a mountain of tasks, feeling like Sisyphus pushing that boulder up the hill? You know, the classic, I'll do it later, syndrome? Trust me, I've been there countless times. But the good news is, we can absolutely break free from this procrastination trap and become masters of our time. First things first, let's talk about why procrastination happens. It's not just laziness, though that might play a role sometimes. A lot of it comes down to fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of the unknown. Sometimes, tasks seem so daunting, they paralyze us with anxiety. So we procrastinate, hoping the problem magically disappears. But let's be real, that rarely happens, right? The deadline looms closer, stress levels skyrocket, and suddenly you're scrambling like a headless chicken. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer procrastination and reclaim your time. 1. Identify your triggers. What gets you stuck in procrastination mode? Is it fear of criticism? Perfectionism holding you back? Figure out your procrastination patterns. Those specific tasks are situations that make you want to hit the snooze button on responsibility. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to address them head on. 2. Break it down. We all know that feeling when a big project looms over us like a skyscraper, intimidating and seemingly impossible to climb. But here's the secret weapon. Break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like a journey. Instead of focusing on the entire destination, concentrate on taking one step at a time. Suddenly, that mountaintop doesn't seem so insurmountable anymore. 3. The 2-minute rule. This is a game changer. If a task takes less than 2 minutes to complete, do it right away. Emptying your inbox, responding to a quick message, or tidying up your desk. These small actions create momentum and prevent those little tasks from piling up into a monstrous to-do list. 4. Schedule it in. Treat important tasks like appointments you can't miss. Block out dedicated time in your schedule for focused work. And just like you wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment, make it a priority to honor that work time. 5. Reward yourself. You deserve to celebrate those victories. When you successfully complete a task or reach a milestone, treat yourself to something you enjoy, a delicious meal, a relaxing walk, or some quality time with loved ones. Positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and helps build healthy habits. Now, let me tell you about a situation I faced a few months ago. I was working on a major project, one that felt like it had tentacles reaching into every corner of my life. Deadlines were looming, and I found myself drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks. Sound familiar? But here's the twist. Instead of spiraling into procrastination paralysis, I used these tips to turn things around. I broke the project down into smaller chunks, scheduled specific work sessions, and rewarded myself for hitting milestones. It wasn't easy, but by staying focused and disciplined, I not only finished the project on time but also felt a sense of accomplishment that was truly rewarding. So, remember guys, conquering procrastination is a journey, not a destination. It takes effort, awareness, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. But trust me, the rewards, a sense of control, increased productivity, and reduced stress, are absolutely worth it. As we wrap up today's episode, let's recap those key takeaways. Identify your procrastination triggers, break down daunting tasks into smaller chunks, embrace the 2-minute rule, schedule dedicated work time, and reward yourself for progress. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with procrastination? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey to mastering our time and unlocking our full potential. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep pushing forward.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.